great to get back. I think we need to get back on the field and practice after the game. We had a walkthrough, and to see our guys out there was good. We're starting to look more at regular season roles as we go on, you know, with first, second, and third groups, and trying to finalize things as we get closer with this process in training camp. But, you know, because all of our focus should be on how we can improve as a team. And that's, again, you saw it, even though the third week traditionally is a game week, prep week, we're still, you know, heavy competition amongst, you know, going ones versus ones, as you saw. But it's a great opportunity. You know, we've got to make some tough decisions after this game. So that's why you're seeing a lot of guys still in the competition mode. I think the juggling act for us is making sure that we're prepared for Philly, that we still have competition, and then with the game looming a couple weeks away, to make sure that we're healthy. You know, so to juggle all those three things together, you know, we're going to spend a lot of time about that. We did last night. We'll continue to talk about it today, because this was a taxing practice today. But it was good. We need to have that type of practice, but we'll be smart as we lead up.
Was Babin a day off?
Yeah, Babin had a day off. Cecil Shorts was back. Dietrich did not practice. Russell Allen practiced. Asper went out with knee tendonitis, patella tendonitis issue, we believe. So that'll be day-to-day with him.
Rackley looked like just got a little hot.
Yeah. I think it was heat. Was it asthma?
Yeah.
Asthma.
How do you think Cecil looked first time back in a couple
good.
Weeks?
Good. We're keeping a close eye on him just because he'll, you know, we're trying to lead him into 2 out of 4 reps, 3 out of 4 reps, and he wants to go and go and go. So, you know, we're have a close eye on him, just like we did last week with Sip and Mojo.
You mentioned Rutland and Todman yesterday, but they were full go today.
Yeah, they both did practice. I think, you know, Rut is one that we're, you know, limited his reps as well as Todman. So I saw Rutt was the guy that, you know, he didn't go every rep. He sat out a couple reps, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he feels after today.
Where are you guys at with Jokel? It's been a couple weeks now.
Well, yeah, I just watched him over there, you know, and I'm seeing him do all the leg exercises and high knees and things like that. So I think he's right on course. You know, we want to make sure when he comes back he's 100% and not 85 and not 90. And I think if it was a game situation, you know, but we have a little bit of a luxury because we're still in preseason. But with that, he doesn't get the reps that he may need.
Chad, quarterback, is just business as usual, it seems like.
Yeah, that's what, you know what? I think when we looked at all the reps throughout the whole, you know, training camp, John, it was real close, like 363 to 368. And, you know, and that's how we won it through the competition. Now, here in a situation where Chad needs to step up, but he's got plenty of reps. And, you know, he'll continue to get a lot the next 2 weeks.
Saw Rackley take a couple of shotgun snaps. Is that?
We're trying him out at center, see if he can, you know, anytime an offensive lineman can be versatile, it helps us, especially when we're, you know, looking at keeping 7, maybe 8 offensive linemen.
Yesterday you mentioned with Blaine, if he can get back for that week of preparation. Does he need to be back that Wednesday at the Kansas City week?
Well, that would be ideal. Yeah, that would be ideal if he could come back on that Wednesday. And we just got to play it by ear. He, you know, in his mind, I think he thinks he'll be back earlier. But, you know, I know that we've got to take a look at it. He'll be in the cast now, and then we'll reevaluate once it comes out of the cast.
And I guess it would have to be 100% certain for him to come back early. If there's any question at all, you want him to come back at all.
Yeah, right? We'll be smart with him. Yeah. We'll be very smart.
Gus, what was your thoughts on Cecil getting back and what you saw?
It's cool, you know, and that's, you know, just to have him back on the field. It's been good because it's gotten us an opportunity to see some younger players and see how they can grow and, you know, what they could develop into. But it's always good to get a veteran guy like that back, a true pro, you know, in his work ethic. And the great thing about Cecil was every day he was coaching those guys. So even though he wasn't playing, he was coaching them. And that keeps him in it, too.
How early did you know Reisner in camp was showing up and looking the way he's...
You know, he just... I think he's a guy that you watch, and the more and more you're around him, the more and more you watch him play, the more and more you like him. And that I think he's really grown on our guys, really grown on him, because they trust him. And I think that's been going on since probably early in training camp. And they're seeing those flashes of him where you can trust him.
Massaquah is a guy you brought in.
Yeah.
Just why didn't it work out?
You know what? That's a great question. Mo and I talked yesterday for quite a while. And we had a really good conversation about it. And, you know, that'd be a great question for you to ask him. Because our conversation, he was outstanding. He's a great, great player, you know, person, player. I believe he's got the ability. He just, at times, I think, you know, was frustrated with his performance and wanted to come faster. But he's, there's, I don't think without a doubt that he'll get a chance to hook up with another team, and we hold him in high regard. It just, you know, it was a situation where we had to part ways, and we felt like by letting him go now that he would have opportunities out there in the future.
Last question, Matt.
Gus, with Cecil and Russell Allen coming back, how fine of a line do you have to toe as the head coach between keeping them healthy and getting them ready for that first game?
And really with our whole team. You know, you see Mercedes with a calf strain, and then Cecil had a calf strain. Those injuries now, if they occur now or in the next couple of days, you look that all of a sudden they're out 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Well, now we're running into the season. So I think as a coach now, we got to be mindful of that. We got to work our guys. This Saturday is going to be, you know, extremely challenging for our guys with the no-huddle style of offense. So we have to get us prepared for that, but we also got to be smart, and that's the juggling act.
Thank you, Coach.
We'll err on being smart.